Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. And I'm back from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Delivered a keynote speech at their Business Expo earlier this week and had a great time over there. Interviewed a bunch of good folks over there. It's so much fun for me to spend time with Chambers of Commerce and their members and the people who support them, the sponsors of these events. It's so exciting to me to see that kind of excitement going on in a community. And somebody who knows all about that is our good friend Beverly Williams. She's over in the coolest part of Maryland, Garrett County, Maryland, the weird little triangle over on the west side of Maryland and up in the mountains. I already got a bunch of snow up there, but they got some good stuff going on over in that part of the world. Beverly, as you know, folks, is one of the world's experts on home-based business. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute along with Don Cooper, and she is an original member of everything around here. Beverly Williams, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I think I'm delighted. I don't know, that introduction sometimes makes you feel a little old.
Well, you were only 18 when we first met, Beverly.
That's right.
That's the story I'm sticking to, right?
I'll take that one. Yeah, absolutely.
So, no, I was just at this in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Wonderful community, and it's so much fun to see communities coming together through their Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
People from all sectors, politics, education, big business, small business, nonprofits, all of them funnel into the Chamber of Commerce and work together like no other organization. You've seen that, mm-hmm. haven't you?
I do. And I think that chambers are such a... all I can picture in my head is the roots in the ground.
Yeah, that sort of, I like that.
Help ground everybody else. That it's a support system that's just mm-hmm. invaluable for businesses of all sizes and types. So, yeah, I'm all for chambers.
And the underappreciated group in the community, oftentimes too, Barry. They're so busy working for the community. They're not really the one thing. If I could do one thing for chamber. For chambers, I would try to teach them how to be a little bit better with PR. they really don't know how to toot their own horn very much, do they?
You're exactly right. I am on the membership committee at our chamber, and one of the things that I said, one of the men who he's been a past board chairman, he's been an anchor in this chamber for years, and he said, you know, it bothered me a couple months ago. Somebody asked me, well, why should I join the chamber? He said, and I had to stop and think about it. He said, I know all the reasons, but it's time for us to, so we've come
Let's
up
Let's review,
with the,
huh?
Yeah, the slogan, I mean, it's Marketing 101. Everybody needs it right now, including the chamber.
Right.
So our slogan now is people do business with people they know,
yeah.
which is what other chambers have done over the years, and it's something that I spout all the time. And, you know, get known in your chamber by being a member and being active and so forth and so on.
Well,
so,
chambers probably need to, you know, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Beverly. Chambers probably need to take your marketing course, which you're teaching in the community. And you've been teaching micropreneurs, mm-hmm. teeny-tiny business owners. They're not tiny, but their companies are, folks. How to get their word out, how to reach out and touch customers, how to penetrate the marketplace. What are some of the things that people are asking you in these classes as they come? Because I know they're like unmolded clay that you're shaping into these beautiful business vessels, Beverly. What are they asking you?
It's been really interesting because I've had both new businesses and long-term established businesses, both home-based and commercial-based, coming to this class. It's called Million Dollar Marketing on a Shoestring Budget. And the name draws them, first of all, because people see, oh, okay, maybe I can do this cheaper.
No hyperbole there at all, right, Beverly?
Right, absolutely. it's like champagne tastes on a beer budget.
Right.
You know, it draws people in. But the question I'm getting the most is, how can I get more business? Now, I tell them, what's your biggest problem right now? More business. I need more business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned, you know, particularly after Christmas, that even if we have a decent Christmas or holiday season, after the first of the year, it's going to die. So, well, okay, you know, do you have a marketing list? Do you have a marketing plan? Do you have a marketing budget? Let's start there. What's your message? Who's your target market? I usually start with the first thing, instead of having them introduce themselves to me, I say, okay, tell me what an ideal client for you looks like. And generally, before they can answer, I say, and the answer is not anybody who has the money to pay me. And that gets a laugh and sort of breaks the ice. And then people say, well, it's whoever wants to buy, you know, my product or service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is that? Tell me. What do they look like?
Where do they live?
Yeah.
How old
and
are they?
They can't answer that question. And it always astounds me that people who have been in business for so long and felt like they were doing just really fine have no clue as to who their target market is.
Yeah. Who are the people who typically consume, use, or eat or whatever, whatever it is that you sell? Who is that person? Is that a is that a guy? Is it a gal? Is it somebody who's over 40? Somebody who's under 20?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who rides bikes, or somebody who likes gas guzzlers? You know, what do these people look like? Where do they live?
Yeah, and when you start asking those questions, in fact, I have a whole sheet, 8.5 by 11 sheet, 2 columns long, that have all these questions. I say, you know, pick the ones that apply to your customer. And it's a 6-hour class that indeed should actually be a review that could be done in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it really always bothers me. I feel good that I'm able to share this information and help them, but I don't understand why they don't know it in the first place.
Well, Beverly, I just have to say this. The Garrett County community are very, very fortunate to have you there to provide them with that, because I've been in your course before. This course you're talking about is outstanding. But Beverly, you know, more than just what is it, who is it, who are the people who use what you sell? Because, you know, if you sell hot dogs, everybody eats hot dogs.
Right.
But to me, it's in the 21st century, it's there's one more question you need to ask, and that is, how do people want to receive and to use what it is that I sell?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I will talk about that when we come back after these messages. 20 after, right back with these after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams. It's I said 20 after, didn't I? It still is. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I promise. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Don't forget the new site at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's got lots of new stuff, lots of new ways of using all the things that we have, and we did that just for you, too. No barrier to entry. If you can help us, if you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Beverly Williams has helped us populate our websites, both of them, over the years, and has done a great job of that. Beverly, her book, by the way, folks, along with Don Cooper, the one that the two of them wrote, The 30-Second Commute, still available wherever books are sold. If you're home-based, micropreneur, or want to be, then you need to check out this book. Beverly, we're talking about marketing. And I was just, you know, some people say, what isn't a commodity these days? Everything really is a commodity, and no matter what you sell, if you sell hot dogs or tires or even computers or even automobiles these days, are commodities. You know, I mean, if you think about it, a Toyota and a Honda, you know, how much difference is there in those two automobiles? They're both pretty good. A Ford and a Chevrolet, how much difference really is there? And so, you know, one of the things I think we have to think about when we ask who are our best customers is not so much what do they want, although you got to ask that question first, but how do they want it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree with you. I think that I had two clients recently that were struggling with their marketing plan. One is a furniture company. The other one is a, it's called Balanced Body. It's a Pilates and yoga studio, and they had added dance classes, ballroom dancing and so forth. And she was trying to get more people involved in the dancing part because of the aerobic exercise and so forth. Both of these people, I said, look at what's happening on television. As much as I hate to use that medium as a, it's going to work to their advantage. The studio, the dance studio, the woman who leads that is an international dance champion.
Right.
And I said, look at what is happening on television. All these stars, Dancing with the Stars, they're losing weight. They're, you know, raving about what dance has done for them physically and mentally. And here you have the perfect opportunity. Dance with the Stars. You're a star.
Right.
You know, get involved in what's going on. Everybody's watching that. It's a big popular TV show around here.
Mm-hmm.
The furniture company, look at what's going on the HGTV or the home and garden type of things where they're doing makeovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she said, well, you know, a lot of people come in and say, hey, I think I'm ready to redo, you know, my kitchen or my den or something. And so have a little workshop. If you can get somebody to come in, maybe you have to pay them, but get a couple other, like a curtain, you know, a drapery window type of design company, and maybe a flooring company, and, you know, a paint company. So the four of you go together, and you have a little mini workshop with somebody who comes in and says, here's how to make over your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take advantage of what's going on right now, because those shows obviously are popular, or there wouldn't be so many of them.
Right. Another thing to do, and I've been talking about this a long time, Beverly, is what can you do to save people time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Today, people are willing to pay money to save time, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are. We're all too busy, and we all have more money. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say, hey, wait a minute, I don't have the money.
But it's reality, not just how much money we have. It's our attitude about it. We're valuing time more than we are money.
Well, that's true. And if you look at what you're, and we've talked about this before, what you make per hour and how long it takes you to do something that's not, you know, something that you're good at.
Right.
And you could pay somebody else, you're actually saving money.
That's right.
That's
my wife says, why don't you mow the yard? I said, I'm not good at it.
Right?
Right?
Yep. And if I charge $50 or $75 an hour and I can pay somebody $20 an hour to mow my lawn, I've saved money.
And created another business.
That's right.
You supported
Absolutely.
Another business.
Absolutely.
And I'm not being, I don't have my tongue in my cheek, folks. I'm not being facetious. This is what's going on right now is part of what is helping to build, to grow our economies, is going to be growing our economy. There are industries that have popped up in the last 15 years, Beverly, that didn't exist 15 years ago. And a lot of them are around how to save people time.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, this is all part of the attitude about marketing, isn't it?
It is. And if you look at what's happening to the major businesses in this country and around the world, 80% of all of our businesses are small businesses in the United States. I think that is going to continue to grow in numbers, and we're going to have even more opportunity and more ability to promote and grow our small businesses because the major businesses are struggling so bad.
Yeah.
We can do it better than the larger ones.
Small businesses, I said this yesterday at my speech, I've been saying it for months now, small businesses will lead us out of whatever we're in right now.
Yes, I agree.
Not the big businesses, small businesses will.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Beverly, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for all that you've done for us over the last 11 years, and we really appreciate everything you've done for us.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate the fact that you've given me the opportunity to share my knowledge.
And we're going to continue to look forward to that in the future. Thank you, Beverly. See you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Quick break. Stay with me right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.